That's my pitch, baby. That's my pitch. She came burning in out of the sky. I like this song. This song, have you ever listened to the words of this song? It's hilarious.
You know,
keep it going.
I know.
Keep
I know
it going.
Proud Mary, born on the bayou, down on the corner. Past those three,
yeah.
I could probably tell you by the rhythm
sure, baby.
Which CCR song that is.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could tell you the lyrics.
You couldn't say the lyrics.
I try not to focus too much on Fortunate Son. That's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is a song about something that falls in out of the sky on a farmer's property, and he's claiming it.
Looking out my back door, who'll stop the rain?
And he gets a phone call from the Pope, and he says, that belongs to me. It came out of the heavens. And then he gets a phone call from the IRS that says, it fell in out of the sky over our territorial right ground. It belongs to. So he's got everybody wanting this thing that's falling out of the sky. And it's actually a pretty fun song.
Well, I hope for his sake it was a Boeing bomb.
All right.
If you've ever seen the movie Joe Dirt, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
No,
he thinks he found this meteor, and it was what was emptied out of a septic tank that froze together from an airplane.
So I hope
for CCR's sake it was a Boeing bomb they're all fighting over.
Listen, here on the 4th of July, special day edition of Rosie on the House, we're going to be talking in the 10 o'clock hour with Val Romero. He is the king of the barbecue in Arizona. He's got his own line of rubs and sauces he's going to be here talking about. If you want to talk about how you could more perfectly perform this afternoon's event, we've got just the guy here. He's going to be talking about his favorite recipes, his favorite brand name of equipment, his favorite design for outdoor kitchen environments. That's Val Romero, the king of Arizona barbecue.
Now, you gave that promo a little prematurely because he does know he's not allowed in if he doesn't bring us samples, right?
I don't know if I laid that down.
He's got 40 minutes to figure that out if he doesn't already have something.
Well, he's driving up from Tucson, so.
Put it on the engine, man. Put it on the engine block and heat it up, whatever he's got.
Arizona's king of barbecue will be joining us at 10 o'clock. If you've got any questions about having a more perfect barbecue experience this afternoon, you've got to stay tuned for 10 o'clock. And at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away a special barbecue gift basket from our own Arizona Candy Company. It is Grandma Coyote's barbecue sauce. You got hot and spicy, mild and spicy, pineapple, ginger, and you've got one just called hot. It's an entire basket. Of barbecue sauce.
Do you think it's got a little kick on it?
That's all it's a
hot. I really wish we were a TV show and people could see your face right now while you say that.
See, that's the one thing. I'll have to try it. I will make that commitment to try it. But that's one thing I always like about Louisiana's hot sauces is they don't put hot in there just for the sake of hot. They've got flavor. They've got taste. So many have just tried to get you know, the hot. They just put it in there for the sake of being hot. There's no flavor.
Just to burn off your taste buds.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll be talking about barbecue sauces and rubs with the king of barbecue because he has his own line. I think he has one called Hunka Hunka Burnin' Rub.
Nice. That's solid.
All right.
Let's bring Richard. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Got a question for you on roofing.
Okay.
I'm due for a new roof on my house.
Okay.
And I grew up on a ranch, was used to putting on both asphalt and metal roofing.
All right.
And I've been looking around my neighborhood, and I've got a couple of houses within walking distance that have got metal roofing on them.
Okay.
And they look nice. And I've seen it done to some of the old stores and all down in Tombstone. And I really like the looks of it. And I was just wondering what your opinion of metal roofing on a residence would be.
I assume this is pitch. We wouldn't want to do this on a flat roof.
Yeah, it's about a 3 and 12
okay.
pitch, something like that, 3 and 12 or thereabouts, fairly steep roof.
And apparently the Homeowners Association's fine with it.
No Homeowners Association to worry about.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Yes, sir, I agree.
Now, Mike, don't do that, because I do a lot of presentations at homeowners associations, and they always want to know, Rosie, why do you hate homeowners associations? I say, I don't hate homeowners associations. My son Romy hates homeowners associations, not me.
And I've got no problem.
Under the bus, buddy.
I've got no problem with homeowners associations.
Because you don't live in one.
I just hate the rules. I don't want somebody telling me what I can and can't do at my house.
Well, that's why you live on 5 acres out at Wickenburg.
Let's
get back to Richard's question in Tucson. We're on one of our little rosy bunny trails here.
And I would absolutely tell you, Richard, I would have a metal roof if it was in my budget. When I built my home, I wanted to put a metal roof, but there were some other things I invested in more, some really trick concrete work we did with the floors and the patios, and some real trick stuff with the Douglas fir beams we were using for the exposed.
Upgraded to a nice appliance package.
Yeah, and so I should, if I'd have gone back, I would have just kept a charcoal grill.
Yeah.
And done the metal roof, and then bought appliances later.
And you need a roof under your metal roof, so a good 3-tab shingle is a good underlayment. We'll finish answering Richard's question, calling from Tucson on metal roofing after this bottom-of-the-hour break. Hang on, everybody. We have an open line if you want to jump in right now.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.